Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the MLB Whip Around. We've got a good one today. It is officially extension season. We've got all the latest extensions and MLB news for you. We've got a double whip around this week. Thank you for joining in. Let's get to it in just a second. So it's a very big last week in baseball that we have to cover, and a very big week in baseball in general, because it is officially opening week. Technically, opening day was last week with the Mariners and Athletics series in Japan, but you know what? It's officially opening week for every other team, and you know what? I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. My Terps suffered a tough loss in the NCAA tournament, so we're moving right on to the next sport. We got Yanks opening day on Thursday. Pretty stoked about it. Got Baltimore coming to town, and I'm just ready for the season to start, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very great offseason. A lot of big contracts that have been signed. A much better offseason this season than last year. So there's a lot to look forward to as we get into the season. But lately, the big story in baseball has been these overwhelming amounts of contract extensions. There have been rumors about certain players getting them, and there have also been players who have actually gotten them. And quite a lot of them have been very over the top in terms of prices and have been very good deals for these guys.
Yeah, so we'll dive right into those. We'll start with Justin Verlander. Obviously, 2 years, $66 million. I mean, $33 million a year for a guy like Verlander is just wild to think about. He deserves the money he's getting, I guess. $33 million per year is a lot for a franchise to dedicate to one guy. Right. But then again, it's only 2 years. Verlander has been a beast since Houston, pretty much rejuvenated his career there after an off year in Detroit. But, I mean, good for Verlander. Obviously, the ace in that rotation. But, Mike, what are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think it's a very good deal for Justin. I think it's a good deal for the Astros as well. I mean, if Verlander can perform the way that we know that he can and really carry them the way that he has, especially with the absence of Dallas Keuchel, I think Verlander could be a very productive piece. I think the $33 million is a little bit high, but that actually takes me to another point that I want to bring up here, that is a player who has not been actually extended yet, who I hope is, in Jacob deGrom. The Mets have been talking to him. Nothing's been done yet. I mean, players and fans are getting a little bit like aggravated, saying, come on, let's just extend the guy already. Noah Syndergaard verbally putting that out there in a press conference yesterday. So clearly there's a lot of people who want Jacob deGrom to be extended. And the question is, what would he get? I mean, you've got Verlander getting $33 million over 2 years. The question is, what would deGrom really get?
Well, for deGrom, you got to think there's no way he's getting a two-year deal from the Mets. It's going to be somewhere 8 to 10 year range, maybe 7. I don't know. We're not inside those discussions. If they're even happening, no one even knows if they are.
Right.
But 33, he probably wouldn't get 33 a year just because it'd be such a long contract. Maybe somewhere in the 25 to 30 range. You're talking one of the premier pitchers in baseball. What is he, 30 years old right now?
I think, yeah.
Around there. So he's still got a lot of years left. Definitely, like I said, not in the $33 million range, probably high 20s, I would figure. But you're talking Jacob deGrom. He's a guy who definitely deserves an extension from the Mets. He's a guy who seems like he wants to be a Met. So if the Mets let him walk, another team's going to throw a lot of money at him. And, I mean, who knows what's going to happen there. He feels he's worth a lot of money, and he definitely is. The Cy Young winner, deGrom, one of the best pitchers in the game, should get his money. And if the Mets were smart, they'd extend him now.
Yeah, I mean, he is actually 30 on the dot, so that's very big. I mean, he's got a few years left in his career, and I think, I mean, if they can lock him up for 7 years, I'd be very happy with that. That typically takes it to the end of a pitcher's career. Normally, they make it to about that 37, 38 time. So, I mean, DeGrom is a big thought. It's a big talk right now, but that's really all it is, so hopefully that advances. Another contract extension that we had in the last week was Paul Goldschmidt, the newest St. Louis Cardinal, well, one of the newer ones, was extended for 5 years and $130 million. That's a very big extension. I mean, he's a good first baseman, and I'm sure you've got a little bit to say about this.
Yeah, $26 million a year. I'm just happy he'll be staying in the NL. Don't want the Yanks dealing with that guy.
Well, they almost signed him. I mean, or traded for him.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Signing, I think? Was he signed by the? No, he was traded.
Nah. I mean, yeah, it was a trade. I'm just saying, I don't want to face that guy.
Yeah, I frequently. Either.
But obviously, a great player, Paul Goldschmidt. Only made his debut back in 2011. He's 31 years old. Still got. I mean, 5 years is probably a pretty reasonable deal. He's got probably 2 or 3 years left at the peak of his career. 297 career hitter, 6-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glover. I mean, I don't know what more you can want from a first baseman. Definitely a good deal by the Cardinals. $26 million a year. I think it's good on both sides. The Cardinals didn't overpay, and Goldschmidt definitely got his fair share of money. So I'm liking the deal for St. Louis.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're a Diamondback fan, you got to sit here and say, well, I mean, we probably could have given him that. I mean, I think there are a lot of teams who could have given him that kind of deal. It's just that they didn't go out there and trade for him. So good for the Cardinals. They need that first base spot. I mean, it's been a really empty spot since Lance Berkman really left his prime. So, I mean, it's been a real crapshoot for those guys over there. They've had Matt Carpenter in there last year. And if they can really solidify that first base spot on the right side of that infield with Goldschmidt, I mean, that'll be a huge thing for him.
Yeah, definitely. So move on to the next extension we want to talk about here. In the AL East, Chris Sale getting 5 years, $145 million. Also another one of those guys, one of the premier pitchers in the game. He turns 30 in 5 days from now. And you look at his career stats, very well-deserved. ERA of sub-3. He's got over 100 wins. World Series champion last year. 7-time All-Star. Still no Cy Young for Chris Sale, which is...
Really?
I'm looking at the accolades right now. I'm very surprised to see this, but... Yeah,
I feel like he's been in the talk so much.
Although he has yet to win a Cy Young Award in each of his All-Star seasons, he is placed in the top six. So there you go.
Wow.
But
that's crazy.
Could be coming this year, obviously. A big contract for him, 5 years. That'll take him up to his age 34 season, if I did the math right there. So they're getting 5 more years of Chris Sale in his prime. And I'm not happy with this deal as a Yanks fan, but Red Sox fans and the organization and Sale should be very happy with this deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously going to be a front runner for the Cy Young. If he can perform as well as we know that he certainly can, he's automatically going to be a guy in contention for that Cy Young spot. That's a huge deal, too. $29 million a year for a starting pitcher. I mean, clearly it's a starting pitcher market. I mean, the money that these guys are making on extensions is...
Yeah, and like you said, DeGrom's looking at these deals, and he's like, "Oh boy, like,
yeah,
where's my money coming?"
So. Yeah, and if he doesn't get signed by the Mets, like you said earlier,
he's gonna get
a lot of money elsewhere because they would have a big bidding war. So Chris Sale, I mean, obviously for me, I hope he does very well so we can take those Yankees down. But we'll see how that plays out. The next one, another AL East, we have Blake Snell from the Tampa Bay Rays. Starting pitcher was signed for 5 years, well, extended for 5 years and $50 million. That is a very,
it's
very
cheap.
Good contract.
Yeah, I mean, team-friendly. You just got the Cy Young winner. I mean, if you ask me before the show who won more Cy Youngs, Blake Snell or Chris Sale, I don't think I'd say Blake Snell.
Me neither.
but, yeah, I mean, so far in his career, 32-20. He's got a sub-3 ERA, nearly 450 strikeouts. He was an All-Star last year. He was the Cy Young last year. He was the wins leader last year. He was the ERA leader last year. So definitely a well-deserved Cy Young for the Tampa Bay Southpaw. I mean, 26 years old, he's not a young gun. I mean, he's not like a guy like Seve who came up and got extended and who's still 24 years old or 25 years old. But Snell turning 27 in December, so that'd be after the season. You just got a Cy Young winner for $10 million a year for the next 5 years. I think Tampa should feel pretty good about this deal.
I mean, that's $19 million less than the never Cy Younger, I mean, Chris Sale. It's crazy, but... If I'm trying to make sense of this deal, I think the Rays are probably trying to lock him up for now, see how he performs in these next 5 years. Because, I mean, this year could have just been a one-and-done thing. You never know. So I think they're trying to see if he can keep that kind of production up. Because with a guy like Chris Sale, obviously his production is proven. But Blake Snell, just his first year where even he's been relevant. So I think that's the reasoning for this. Sign him for a few years, and then if he keeps this production up, give him a really big contract once he gets to that pace.
Yeah, I just want to go back and correct myself before. Severino, 25 years old, and Aaron Nola, another guy who got extended earlier in the year, young pitcher, also 25 years old.
All right.
So basically all three of those deals were in the same ballpark. Good deal for Tampa there. But move on to the next deal here. Guy, has he even played in the majors yet, Mike? Eloy,
I don't think so.
Eloy Jimenez for the Chicago White Sox. They're number one or number two prospect. Not 100% sure. I would have to look that up. He's an outfielder. He got 6 years, $43 million. I mean, for a prospect to get that type of money, I'm almost positive he hasn't made his debut yet.
I got
to look up to confirm that right now.
I'm trying to.
But what do you think about this, Mike? I mean,
he has yet
yet to make his debut. He's 22 years old from the Dominican Republic. I mean, they must feel pretty confident about this guy to give him $43 million before he steps on the Major League diamond.
If you're the White Sox, I don't know what you're doing. I mean, I understand you want to lock this guy up. I mean, but he better turn out to be really good because
last year in the minors, 108 games between Double A and Triple A, he batted .337.
I mean, that's good, but I mean, would you give him that big deal yet?
Not yet. I mean, I'd like to see him play for the Major League club first, but. They must have some faith in those minor league stats.
I mean, we've talked about it before on the show that the White Sox have a very good farm system, but if this doesn't pan out for the White Sox and Jimenez doesn't really perform the way that he should be, I mean, the White Sox are just going to be laughed at in 6 years. I mean, we're all going to look at the end of this extension and say, well, did he perform well? I mean, I get it right away. It doesn't make sense, but if you kind of look in the long term, it could. If he performs really well, then they've got him being paid a lot after his first few years. But I think a big problem with prospects when they come up, I remember with Ahmed Rosario and Michael Conforto, their first year, you know, you're being paid very minimal amounts. And you're worried about, you know, if I perform well, well, I'm going to be getting a big payday because eventually my contract's going to be up. So that's when the sophomore slump comes into play, where it's their second year. They want to continually prove themselves. So they say, hey, I want to get a big payday. I got to perform well. And it ends up biting them in the butt. So, I mean, maybe this guy doesn't have that happen to him.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, why would you give him a guy this much money before he steps on the field?
I have no idea.
It's like he got his money. Now, what if he slacks off from now? You're still paying him $43 million. I mean, I don't know. It's a little baffling. I'd like to see him on the field first. Maybe it takes away some of his motivation. Who knows?
It's like going to school. Let's say you go into the beginning of the school year. The teacher says, hey, I'm going to give you 100 throughout the whole year.
You're not going
to
try.
But you still have to do everything. But you still get the automatic 100. Like, you're not gonna try as hard as you can. I mean, we don't know the work ethic. Right. We don't know the work ethic of this guy. He may go out there and perform even harder now. But, I mean, you're locked up for 6 years for that amount of money. That's a lot of money for a guy like this. I mean, I don't know his background, but, I mean, a lot of these players that are signed internationally and that are of his background typically don't have the most affluent of means. So if you're making this amount of money, this is huge for him. I mean, this could possibly set him up for the rest of his life. $43 million, that's a lot. I mean, it's quite the big payday. So that's a lot for him. We already talked about Mike Trout, so we don't really need to go over him. If you want to hear about that, you can listen to our last MLB Whip Around. The next one here, Ryan Pressly, just a really quick one. Right-handed reliever from the Houston Astros was signed to a 2-year, $17.5 million extension. Not a very big contract, but, I mean, it kind of flew in under the radar with all the other huge deals that were going on.
Yeah, definitely very under the radar. I got my alert from Jeff Passan on Twitter. But, yeah, good signing for them. Not much to say. Good piece in the bullpen for Houston.
Yeah, and then the very last one here, another Houston player, Alex Bregman, the third baseman star for the Astros, budding star, if you want to call him that, getting 5 years, $100 million. That's $20 million a year, right? That's,
yeah, I like the signing a lot.
Me too.
From both sides, because Bregman's turned into one of these dudes. I mean, he was an all-star last year, won the World Series with the Astros the year before. He's turning 25 5 days from now. What is that, the same birthday as
Wow, we've
got a lot of March 30th birthdays here in the MLB. But this is a guy, you probably heard a lot about him coming up. Young kid, great prospect at LSU. War number 2 for Derek Jeter, I remember. There were some big stories on that on Yes Network when he first played the Yanks. But, I mean, Bregman's a stud. There's not really much more to say about the guy. Well-deserved, the $100 million deal. And good for the Astros to lock him up now before he hits the market.
So, I mean, it's a very big contract. Obviously, $100 million is a lot to dish out if you're the Astros, who are, I mean, they're giving out a lot of money. But I think for now, Bregman's worth about $20 million, and I think it's one of those contracts when you're going to go further in it, you're going to say, well, obviously, next time he gets paid, it's going to be a lot more than what he's being paid now. I mean, I forgot who the last person was that happened to, but I actually think it was Harper, because I think before this year, he had like a $17 million deal that he was riding on, and we were like, well, he's going to have a lot more than that. But I mean, hopefully, I mean, these have been pretty smart extensions, unlike ones from the Orioles and Chris Davis, who are, I mean, really blowing it out of the water. So, I mean, this year, very good offseason. the MLB season coming upon us. The opening day date is officially this Thursday, March
30th is in 5 days from now. What am I saying?
20th. Yeah, it's the 28th.
I'm too confused with March 30th. I saw it too many times this episode. I mean,
yeah, so we will have another whip around tomorrow to wrap up the projected lineups, and that'll be it for the MLB whip around for the offseason before we get cranking into the regular season of baseball. So, Ben, you can do the honors.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for listening to us all off season. It's one of our favorite shows to do now, the MLB Whip Around. Definitely here to stay, unlike some of our other shows that have come and gone, but definitely entertaining for us, and we're bringing you all the MLB news week in and week out. We'd like to thank the following people: Mr. Doxy, Mr. Schutte, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the class of 2016 for their donation towards our setup. We thank them every week on the podcast, just going a little into depth now, but definitely a good show today, Mike, and that'll wrap it up. We got a Colts Corner coming up Thursday, most likely, and obviously, like Mike just said, we got another whip round coming tomorrow, so we're coming in with MLB News. It's opening week. Let's do it. And thank you for joining us today. I am Ben Dixon alongside Michael Garaffa, and we'll see you next time.